Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
All right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors and shapes.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to AMC Press & Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant. We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliate of Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
Ah, yes. And welcome, welcome, welcome to this mini batch of AMC Press & Co. Entitled, this is how screwed it up I am today, entitled Cruising, Checking, and More. Well, like the Queen said, this is a clever little show, entitled and completely run by people with disabilities and trained idiots. You know, we're trained idiots. Not trained idiots, but anyway.
Very much.
We don't have enough time to actually go into it. We'll just say we're trained monkeys and we have Einstein and Sigmund Freud running the boards tonight. So, yeah. Anyway, yeah, our first topic of the night. Oh, yes, and I completely forgot. How rude of me. Sitting with me are my co-hosts, Alison and Johnny. And it's great to be back after a hiatus of about 2.5 weeks. Yeah. So, Johnny, what have you been up to?
Nothing much.
Okay. Alison, what have you been up to?
Oh, been busy. Doing quite a bit. Writing. You know, all that good stuff.
What good stuff?
Yes. On our new site, it's called AMCPressAndCo.com, which is now officially up and running.
Yes, that's right. That's right. It's up and running. We're currently looking, however, for a media strategist. And so if anybody wants to step forward, like we said in the past 2 weeks ago, there will be stuff available. We need to get the applications going. As soon as we put them on the site, we will get them. They will be available to you, and so people can apply, and we can interview people, and I know this has been a long haul for waiting and stuff like that, but the wait is over, because you just
yes,
heard it
and
here.
Yes, as much
now,
as we've
live.
Been great, we've been out, but don't worry, because we're back. There might be occasional days we're off, or mini-shows.
Or occasional days where I'm not in, because I have gotten a, I left my other job, which is going to take, unfortunately, me off the air at least twice or once. So if you don't hear my lovely voice, because I'm at my other job, which is checking for a show, and I can't reveal the show's name. But, you know, that's my other job. But anyway, let's get into it, shall we? Let's get straight into it. What's happening with Carnival Cruise Line, Allison?
Or how about you just take that? Let's just...
Okay, I'll get into it.
Why don't we all just... Yeah.
So apparently, Carnival Cruise Line, the world's largest cruise company, has reached a settlement in the U.S. Justice Department over complaints that many of its ships do not offer access to persons with disabilities. Carnival Cruise Line says, "And what's your point? We don't care about people with disabilities." And the court of And Justice Court said, "Oh, really? You don't care about people with disabilities? Or the ADA? Do you even know what the ADA is?" "Oh, no, we don't," says Carnival. We then say, and then, well, the Justice Department said, "Well, then, if you don't know what the ADA is and you don't care about people with disabilities, you're going to have to pay penalties." "What?" said Carnival Cruise Line. "Penalties? Penalties don't exist! What? What are you talking about? Is this fucking rubbish? What the fuck are you? $55,000? What? In penalties? Plus $350,000 in compensation to the passengers? Oh, screw up! Really? Really? Now, oh my god. Turns out that Carnival Cruise Line is not, nor has it ever been located outside of the U.S. It's actually located in Miami Beach, Florida,
which means Florida's in the continental U.S. Or
but yet,
I wonder if those that are involved with Carnival don't know geography a bit?
I mean, they do state, let's just say, you know, everybody has weighed in on this, you know, the Supreme Court weighed into it, autism overseas, on the seas weighed into it, everybody weighed into it. And, like, the funny thing is that when you think about cruise ships, you think about la-di-da and having the fucking time of your life, right? Wrong.
And you save a whole lot of money.
Not right.
Being told, "Oh, yeah, you can. you're not able to access that."
You know, it's kind of a thing when you get on the ship, right, and you go, "Yeah, do you have room for me?" "Yeah, I do. Unfortunately, it doesn't have poles." "Sorry, what?"
It's like, fuck that. It's called,
fuck
I
that.
How much money?
The slide, he said, "I'll take the water."
God. And it's like going, "Yes, I'm going to now make people who wait and save for cruises."
But
please,
people have to save years and years and years to actually get anything, you know. even round the world cruises, you know.
Right.
Of stuff. It is rather funny in that fact, you know.
It's like, yeah, by the way, you're not able. You're not able to track. You're not able to go on to deck one, two, or three. No, you can go on to deck one, two, and three, but you may not be able to get other decks. No. That's like going and saying, that's the biggest.
Or you may go on decks one, two, and three, but not four, five, and six where the neurotypicals are. No. No. We must stay far away. It's sort of like Gollum. You know, Gollum. We all know Gollum from Lord of the Rings. If, you know, if anybody will get this reference, it'll be the Lord of the Rings fans and people who love comics. No. We mustn't go on the 4-5-6 desk. No. We mustn't do that.
It's like,
Sam.
You're really, it's called discrimination, too. Or did they not care about discrimination? It's discrimination.
Well, I mean, that. I mean, that is kind of funny in the fact that, you know, discrimination is sort of like, maybe it's like the French verbiage of discrimination, vacation.
It's like, we want to take a vacation. Why can't we go on to...
Not
why can't we go on to...
Right.
Well, it's like, it's sad. It's very sad.
But yeah. Back to the stuff, right? So now, people with disabilities, right, who travel must be able to count on getting an accessible cabin that they reserve. Says that Vanita Gupta, who's head of the Civil Rights Division, the Justice Department, now. In a statement by Cardinal spokesman Roger Frizzell, we have historically maintained a strong focus on the accessibility and long-standing track record of meeting the needs of all our guests, and we will continue to do so. Even with more enhancements in staff training, accessibility policies, and communications. As to turn out the ship board accessory features. Postscript.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah, postscript. None of which include anything for people with disabilities, not even soap. No,
like,
I mean...
Yes, you're wanting to include some disabilities, not all.
We can't even include washing powder. You know,
terrible.
I mean, you kind of have to laugh at it. You kind of have to laugh at it, too. We can't even include washing powder. But yet, this place is Miami-based, okay? So,
which is,
in Miami, you can do apparent...
Which we're forgetting, or they forgot. Miami is in Miami, Florida. Far from.
I don't think we're talking about Miami, Ohio either.
What? Guys, when did you ever think that Florida was not a part of the United States? When did that occur?
That's called Cuba.
Yes!
Yes. So, Elian Gonzalez is. So, you know, the person who got. Historically taken away from his parents in 1999, which seems like eons ago.
It's like, so you can't allow... It's the point of going, so you're not going to allow It would be different if it was based in, as much as there's accessibility laws.
In Zimbabwe. Well, you know, come on.
Yes, yes. If it's overseas, it has to be overseas. Did I forget about what overseas is?
I don't think so.
But in the aspect of going overseas means crossing the pond, Europe, South America, Asia, better thing.
Right.
Not Florida. Lesser. Is it
Definitely not Florida, right? No.
It's like Florida's in the United States.
Of course Florida is in the United States.
I think we have to move on to...
I think we have to move on.
Yeah.
And Johnny. Yeah. Johnny.
So what's happening in the... what's happening in the tech world, Johnny?
In case you haven't noticed, well, maybe you guys haven't noticed, but...
Windows
10 is here. Windows 10 is here.
How is it compared to Windows 8?
For usability, much better. Much better than that cluster, cluster bleep that was Windows 8. Very easy to use.
So,
do you recommend it?
What?
Do you recommend?
See, I would recommend it if you're a Windows user.
Have there been any issues downloading it?
It's been pretty simple, but it's not like coming out all at once. It's coming out in waves.
Oh.
Like some.
So that
some
means.
Wait weeks to get it.
Wow.
But they're off to a good start with in 24 hours, 14 million copies downloaded.
Wow.
14 million copies. 14 million.
In just a 24-hour stretch.
Wow. And it's free to... And is it free to actually get? For
it's
those who may not...
See, it's free to get until July 29th, 2016.
Wow.
So basically
so
what you're saying is it's free for a year.
It's free to for the year since it was released to upgrade.
How?
So if you have it on your system, you got it free. You got it free for life. That's saving $100 to $200. Which is not too shabby.
No, it's not. I mean...
Compared to the tools, I mean, I use, if I need to get to my computer at home, I will use, a Windows.
Yeah.
But, normally I'm on my Mac computer, so it's,
I mean, if you still love your Mac, hey, that's great.
Oh yeah, I love my Mac. You know,
I think a Macintosh is it's pretty great to create things.
Yeah, I say that. I think it depends on who, what kind of, what you
depends
like
on,
too.
Yeah. Like, if you're, like, a creator, I'd definitely go with a MacBook. Or if you're just, like, a normal person like me, like, who, like, checks their email, like, Windows is great.
And Windows is
right.
The best for gameplay as well?
It looks like it's going to be a lot better. Hey, it's got the X. If you have your Xbox, you can actually stream it to your computer.
Wow.
Oh, that's cool.
That's pretty cool.
I've got to say that.
I think that's something that Windows hasn't had.
Yeah.
I know Apple
could
share.
Well, Mac definitely doesn't have that.
Yeah, Mac definitely doesn't.
I don't think 8.0 whatever had an Xbox app before.
I know Apple has the, the Apple TV, which I'm sure that there's streaming qualities to that, to whatever, but I'm sure you have to have the Apple account and the iCloud and all, everything else, too. That's kind of comes with the territory.
Just like with Microsoft, you need a Microsoft account.
Right.
Right.
You just sync to each other.
Right. It's one thing to go, okay, you have one thing, and then you have another.
I've had one since then.
Right.
Excuse me, I got to cough for a second. Had to zoom. Yes, I
it could be a lot. It could be. It's something that we know that is.
I mean, coming from somebody who used to a Windows set. Okay. I think that. Excuse me, I sneezed. You know, I think that the insanity of, you know, I know that Windows are really good for work, right? They're not really good for, like, music creation and stuff like that. But that's the main reason why I got a Mac, was because of the fact that I knew if I had to produce out a monologue, say, for the show. I mean, before I was even on the show, I'd have trouble, you know, completing my work on time, right?
Right.
So, you know, that's the main reason I purchased a Mac computer, because it was faster. It was just a whole new world of simplicity.
Right.
That Macs are really good for simplicity.
Yeah.
Windows are really good for technical stuff. I mean,
right.
Even though this new version's getting better to use.
Well, yeah. I mean, it used to be where you had to actually learn the entirety of what you're loading into your computer. And now, we've come out of the dark ages, you know.
Yeah.
Of stuff. And the dark ages.
Of having to learn code and everything else.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the other thing. Having to learn code. Having to learn code for anything nowadays is kind of impossible. you know, it's impossible, I mean, at least for me. I don't know if it's impossible for you guys, but, I know that the insanity of learning code is something. You know what I mean? The learning curve is something. To conquer. And that's all I have to say about it, is
there's one thing though. If you don't want to play with ads on solitaire, you gotta pay $9.99 a year. Like that. Here comes me sound like an old person. Back in my day, solitaire was free and it didn't have any ads.
The ads help Microsoft still be around, so can't know. It's kind of a double-edged coin at that matter.
Sure.
When that comes around. So,
I mean, it's, I think the, when it comes down to it, you know, nowadays, I think the world of computers is that the high line is a Mac, right? But just anything else in terms of Windows can cover a Mac on different things, you know? It does depend, seriously, on what you're using it for.
Exactly, like what?
Right.
Like if you're creating...
If you're creating a podcast, right, you're going to get Windows, like, one of my friends, I don't know if we're still friends or not, but one of my friends used all of, like, Fruity Loops for his music creation, and when I told him about Logic, he just slipped out because he couldn't handle it, you know. However,
I loved iMovie though. That's like,
well, iMovie's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
I could make my own movie, and I'm.
Yeah.
And we're getting close to getting off the air. I guess we'll be back on Wednesday.
We will be back on Wednesday.
For another mini-sode.
We'll have a mini-sode and,
Bite size.
Yeah.
Seems to go
better.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Have a great night and we will talk to you soon.
Yeah.
On Wednesday.
Yes.
Tune back in. Bye.
Yes.
You're listening to Love Advice with Leanne. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leanne. Longtime listener, first-time caller. Why, in your professional opinion, do you never take my calls off the air?
Is this Carl?
Yep, it's Carl. I mean, we had a few dates. Everything was great, I thought.
Well, you know, when you switch to GEICO, you could save a lot of money on car insurance.
Okay, awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
GEICO, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.